This is U.S. Politics Daily Scan, August 19, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. Today's biggest confirmed developments include the start of a nationally watched Alaska Senate race, new court limits on the administration's choice of a federal prosecutor in Nevada, and a judge's order stopping a planned FBI headquarters move. Also, selected Canadian dairy imports now face new duties, while several disputes over presidential power and healthcare enforcement remain headed for further court action. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1, Debate Spotlight. Alaska's Senate race moves to November after Sullivan and Peltola advance. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and former Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola advanced from Alaska's August 18th primary to the November 3rd general election. Alaska uses an all-candidate primary and a ranked-choice general election, so the top four finishers generally move on. The full November field was still being settled as votes were counted. What to watch? Watch the certified primary count for the other two November finalists, then the campaign's efforts to win second and third-choice support before November 3rd. Headline 2. Appeals Court says Nevada's acting U.S. attorney was not legally serving in the job. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Sigal Chadha was unlawfully serving as Nevada's acting U.S. attorney. The decision rejects the administration's effort to keep her in charge after the normal temporary appointment period by having her serve as first assistant and then act as the office's leader. The ruling did not throw out the criminal cases that challenged her authority. What to watch? Nevada trial courts will address what the ruling means for cases Chadha supervised. The Senate could also act on George Kolesis, whom the White House nominated for the permanent job.
Headline 3. Judge blocks administration's plan to move FBI headquarters into the Reagan building. A federal judge blocked the administration from moving the FBI's headquarters into the Ronald Reagan building in downtown Washington. The judge ruled that the administration could not lawfully discard a previously approved plan for a new headquarters in Greenbelt, Maryland, renovate the Reagan building for the FBI, or redirect money for that purpose. What to watch? The administration may appeal. Watch for whether it resumes work on the Greenbelt project, seeks a new legal path for a Washington location, or asks Congress to change the plan. Headline 4. White House ballroom dispute reaches its next Supreme Court deadline. The preservation group challenging the planned White House ballroom filed its response, urging the Supreme Court not to let construction continue during the administration's appeal. A divided appeals court previously ruled that Congress had not authorized the project and set an August 21st deadline for a halt to above-ground work unless a higher court intervenes. What to watch? The Supreme Court could issue an emergency order before the August 21st deadline. Its decision would determine whether above-ground work can continue while the underlying appeal proceeds. Headline 5. New 50% duty takes effect for listed Canadian dairy imports. An additional 50% federal import duty took effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern today for Canadian dairy products listed in the White House Proclamation's annex. It is not a 50% charge on every product imported from Canada, and the proclamation includes exceptions and separate treatment for some goods already covered by other tariffs. What to watch? Watch for customs guidance, changes in Canadian trade policy, possible legal challenges, and evidence from importers and food businesses about whether prices or sourcing change.
Headline 6. Appeals Court lets Justice Department revive subpoena fight with transgender care provider. A divided Ninth Circuit panel reversed a lower court ruling that had blocked a Justice Department subpoena to QueerDoc, a telemedicine provider of gender-affirming care. The panel sent the case back for further review of other objections, including arguments that the request is too broad. The subpoena seeks business records and information connected to patients prescribed puberty blockers or hormone therapy. What to watch? The district court will consider the remaining challenges to the subpoena's scope and relevance. Other providers have separately won orders narrowing or blocking similar Justice Department subpoenas, so more appellate cases may follow. Now, let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. Alaska's Senate race moves to November after Sullivan and Peltola advance. We started with what people are paying attention to,
then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about U.S. Senate election and ranked choice voting. Debate Spotlight. Alaska's Senate race moves to November after Sullivan and Peltola advance. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and former Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola advanced from Alaska's August 18th primary to the November 3rd general election.
Let's stick to this U.S. Senate election and ranked choice voting story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on U.S. Senate election and ranked choice voting. I hear that cost worry, but look at what's already happening here. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and former Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola advanced from Alaska's August 18th primary to the November 3rd general election.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. This is more than a state race. Senate control can turn on a small number of seats, and Alaska's system means candidates have to compete not only for first choice votes, but also for later rankings from voters whose favorite candidate is eliminated.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This is more than a state race. Senate control can turn on a small number of seats, and Alaska's system means candidates have to compete not only for first choice votes, but also for later rankings from voters whose favorite candidate is eliminated.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular U.S. Senate election and ranked choice voting plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this U.S. Senate election and ranked choice voting story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch the certified primary count for the other two November finalists, then the campaign's efforts to win second and third choice support before November 3. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.